I guess first thing, physically, so much better. You know, the more, the farther it gets away from surgery and all the reps I've had, all the rehab I've gone through, it only can get better and better and stronger. So this is definitely the best I've ever felt. And then as far as the scheme, you know, every rep, every time we sit down and watch film, every meeting, that can only help my growth as well. So I feel very comfortable in the system, and I enjoy playing in it.
Chip said that the quarterback competition is open. What was conveyed to you when you signed, and what are your expectations when training camp starts? Do you expect to have snaps split between you and Sam with the first team?
I don't know about, you know, repetitions and all that, who gets what reps. Right now, we're just running with everybody. Everybody's getting chances to go with the first team, or whatever you want to call first team, guys who have potentially started or will potentially start. It's all over the board. So, but when we get to camp, I mean, Coach didn't have to persuade me, really. He didn't have to say anything special. It was just basically, hey, you're going to compete just like everybody else. So whether that was Nick Foles or now, you know, Sam and Tim and Matt and GJ, it didn't really matter. I knew there was going to be competition coming in.
Right, because you signed,
from the beginning.
You agreed to a deal before they made the trade.
Correct.
Okay. Did your thinking change at all were you surprised by the trade?
I mean, whether I was surprised or not, I knew there was going to be competition either way. I had a great relationship with Nick, so I expected to compete with him. But when that didn't happen, I knew that Sam was going to be, you know, another guy in the quarterback room, and all of us are competing to play.
What were your thoughts when they brought Tebow over?
That, you know, Coach has a good plan for everybody here. You know, everybody's competing as hard as they can, making each other better. And, you know, at some point, Coach is going to Coach Kelly and Ed Marinowitz are going to go through and pick the best 53 guys, form a practice squad, and then we're going to have our team.
Is he different now than he was in 2012?
I don't know. I don't like to compare either players or coaches or where I've been before and all that, so I'll stay away from that.
So your thought wasn't, again with the Tebow?
No, I mean, I'm just here to play well and compete and have a good time, and that's easy to do with the staff we have and the players we have. We've got a lot of good guys.
You had said a little while ago that you, what Chip had told you was that Tebow was brought in to kind of supplement the fact that Bradford wouldn't do much during the spring. I mean, is that still your knowledge?
I think that kind of came off the wrong way. At least it was a little not exactly what I intended to say, and so it took on a life of its own. But, you know, listen, everybody's here for a reason. We're all working hard, trying to make each other better. And, you know, Coach wanted specific guys here for a specific reason, and that's up to Coach. We just plug in and play.
Mark, it doesn't seem like you have any question that if Sam is not ready at the beginning of the season, you're the guy, right?
Oh, I mean, Coach will make that determination at some point. I'm not worried about I don't want to say this the wrong way, so before I say it, not worried about anybody's health. We want everybody to be healthy, right. But that doesn't affect how I prepare or, you know, I transition into this next season. You know, all of us come into that quarterback room, walk in the huddle, you act like you're the starter, and that's the only way I know how to play. And as soon as you start thinking or counting reps or I wonder if this guy's going to be healthy, then you're already beat. There's no point in being out here. So yeah, everybody wants to be the starter, and I'm no different.
Mark, last year at this time you were coming off the missed year and the shoulder surgery and
right.
Everything. Now looking back to, is there any comparison how you feel now compared to then?
Oh, I mean, a million times better physically. I just going back and watching some of the film from last year. Mm-hmm. I mean, I could see the zip on the ball. I could see, you know, that early OSP period where all that stuff was filmed without even a defense. And I'm throwing the flat, and I'm looking at the plays, and now I know the plays, so I'm expecting that ball to be there now. And I'm watching this ball float across the screen. I'm like, man, I've come a long way since that, you know. So that's encouraging, and hopefully it can only get better. But that's, you know, a tribute to a lot of people that helped me during my rehab, including the Eagles training staff.
So the fact that last year, as far as getting the ball downfield and the accuracy there, obviously it was – because you were coming back from not missing any year?
I mean, obviously, anytime you're away from the game, it doesn't help. Then you're coming off an injury, that doesn't help either. So you got to kind of scramble and do, you know, do the best with what you got. Mm-hmm. But I thought, you know, I left some opportunities out there for us. I think everybody feels like that. Everybody feels like, man, if I could have just made this one play, or if I could have made that throw, or one catch, or one better decision, or taken a sack instead of trying to throw the ball, we might have been in the playoffs, and then this is a whole different story here. So it's good to have that chip on your shoulder and guys wanting to get better.
On that same note, Chip focuses so much on execution, but from a scheme standpoint, how different is what we're going to see come September from what we saw last year, or is it going to be pretty similar?
Oh, scheme wise, you better ask Coach. I don't want to say too much there. We're always trying to improve. Let me just say that.
Mark, your completion percentage went up.
Yeah, I forgot to say that, by the way.
Yeah. To 64% last year based off what you had done career-wise.
Crappy arm, so that's good. Look out.
Turnovers were a little same career-wise. What was the disparity between the two? You could be so accurate, but sometimes, I mean, I know all turnovers aren't the quarterback's fault, but can you explain?
Yeah, I think getting the best part about that offseason period is getting to the truth of all those turnovers is, okay, what was it? Was it a poor decision, a poor throw, or a good defensive play? Did we screw up something else, whether it was, you know, protection or route or depth or a catch here or there? All those things play into it. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter. It goes on my record, and that's what you sign up for when you play the position. So that was important for me to see that. And when you see some of those from last year, it's like, man, we're so close, so close. One throw, one catch, one block, one tackle, whatever it is. And like I said, we could be talking about a whole different season here.
How many opportunities did you have to go somewhere else? And why, I mean, why come back here? You've talked about your love of this offense and playing for Chip. I'm sure the ability to come back and really compete for a starting spot. Was it a better chance here, perhaps at other places?
I don't know about that. I don't want to get into, like I said, comparing about other things or contract negotiations and stuff. Were there other opportunities? Absolutely. Did they look potentially good, better, similar, maybe worse? Potentially, yeah. There was some stuff out there. But when I factored it all in, I just felt like this was the best spot for me. I enjoy playing for Coach Kelly. I love this system. I love the tempo. I love the pace. And like I said, I'm coming off an injury, and I threw my highest completion percentage of my career. So why try and change it now? Let's plug back in and see what happens. So that's what I'm excited about.
It's very early, but without Macklin, what do you make of this new group of receivers?
I think this is a heck of a receiver group. And obviously when you lose somebody as good as Macklin, everybody wants to know, okay, who's going to take his spot? Who's that next Macklin? Who's the next? Nobody's the next Macklin. Macklin's his own guy, and he's a great player, and he'll go down in Eagles history as one of the best receivers here. But these new guys, whether it's Josh Huff, whether it's Riley Cooper, whether it's Miles, this Rashid Bailey kid, all these guys can pick up and make up the slack and all that kind of stuff. But it's going to be exciting to see who really takes over that role and who breaks out in that position group. But right now, they all look pretty solid.
When that Bradford trade went down and you saw the compensation that went to St. Louis in return and the kind of money that comes with his contract, was the immediate reaction, I have an uphill battle on my hands here?
I don't know about that. I mean, regardless of all that kind of stuff on the outside, I can't control, you know, Sam's contract. I'm not his agent. That stuff doesn't bother me. The most important thing is, how do we do on the field? Who looks the best? Who's going to play? Whatever. Whether it's me, Matt, Tim, GJ, or Sam. So I think all of us treat that situation the same, and I think the coaches will too.